When the submarine, the USS Toledo, pulled into Connecticut's Naval Base New London last week, tattoo artist Adam Hillier's phone started ringing.
Thanks for your tattoo company. This is Adam.
After spending weeks at sea, there's a naval tradition that sailors add a new tattoo to their collection.
They do generally gravitate toward tattoos that can be done in one sitting.
But not everyone. Some sailors like body art that makes a bigger statement.
So I can do a little tune-up before I do the actual tattoo.
In the chair today, Navy Petty Officer First Class Mike Spittler. Spittler already has a nautical scene with Poseidon, the god of the sea, tattooed on his right arm from his shoulder to his wrist. Today, Hillier is shading in an ornate caricature of a fortune teller on Spittler's left arm. The piece is large enough that the fortune teller has her own tattoos.
Yeah, well, it's a black and gray piece, but her tattoos are blue, so they stand out on her.
Tattoos are such a big part of Spittler's lifestyle that he's not just a client here. He actually owns this place, which he balances with his shore duty in the Navy.
You ready, ma'am?
Yep.
The Navy's policy change allows Spittler and other sailors to get more tattoos and larger ones. Tattoos can now extend below the elbow and knee, and for the first time, sailors can have tattoos up to an inch on their necks. At the Office of Navy Personnel, Lieutenant Commander Nate Christensen says the Pentagon's commitment to professional appearance hasn't changed, but young people have.
This policy change really is about being honest with ourselves and ultimately putting policies in place that reflect tattoo realities across America. We have the most talented sailors we've ever had in the Navy, but this is also about looking forward and making sure that our recruiting and retention numbers are as good in features as they are today.
So this area talks about the story of tattoos in wartime.
Of course, while millennials are getting more tattoos, body art is nothing new in the Navy. Here at the Puget Sound Navy Museum in Bremerton, Washington, there's a whole exhibit devoted to maritime tattoo history. Curator Megan Churchwell traces it back to the 1700s.
You would use the big needles that you used to sew a ship's sail, and then you'd dip it in the ink and then poke it into the skin.
At the time, tattoos were more practical than decorative, a sailor's initials and maybe his birth date so his body could be identified if he died at sea.
It was a very painful process. This was on a ship using unsterilized materials that you just had on board with you.
There were few formal content restrictions until 1909, when the Navy issued the first regulations against obscene tattoos. From that point forward, the voluptuous bodies on pin-up girl tattoos had to be clothed just enough to get by. Still, Navy policy has always been subjective. When Spittler joined, some of his tattoos were already bigger than regulations allowed.
I was required to go and sit down in front of a pretty high-ranking officer at the time when I was doing my initial contract and my paperwork, and just explain to them the meaning behind all of my tattoos. The big things that they're kind of concerned with at that time was tattoos that were possibly gang-related or had some kind of negative meaning behind them.
Spittler is happy to see the regulations loosened. He says there's no reason to exclude people from jobs simply because of their body art, even if they have as much as he has, both legs, his right arm, and now his new fortune teller ink on his left arm.
Eventually, this whole arm is going to have to do with my family. So at the top, it just made sense to have something that represented good fortune.
Even with the Navy's changes, some tattoos are still taboo. No head tattoos, no symbols of gangs or extremist groups, and no obscenity. Tattoo regulations in other service branches haven't changed. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.